In some hadiths, our Prophet, peace be upon him, clearly gives the year 1400 as the date of the coming of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. One of these hadiths read, people will gather by Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam side in the year 1400. Through his hadiths, our Prophet, peace be upon him, has given us a great deal of information concerning the portents of the end times. For example, he has described in detail what will take place before Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam appears. Bukhari and Muslim relate from Umar bin Khattab and Hudhaifa that the Prophet, peace be upon him, informed us about the events that will happen from then on, and he taught them to us and made us memorize them. Narrated by Hudhaifa ibn al-Yaman radiallahu anhu, I swear by Allah that the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, did not omit a leader of a wrong belief, fitna, up to the end of the world, whose followers reached the number of 300 and upwards. But he mentioned to us his name, his father's name, and the name of his tribe. The fact that the signs that have come down to us from our Prophet, peace be upon him, have taken place one after the other, and are still continuing to do so, leaves no room for doubt that we are living in the end times, and Allah knows the truth. The fact that our Prophet, peace be upon him, has given the year 1400, according to the Hijri calendar, as the date of the coming of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, once again confirms these portents and shows that the appearance of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam is close at hand, and Allah knows the truth. The hadiths narrated from our Prophet, peace be upon him, reveal that the lifespan of the earth is 7,000 years. One of these hadiths reads, Anas ibn Malik narrates that the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, the lifespan of the world is 7 days in the days of the hereafter. Almighty Allah has said, one day in the sight of your Lord is like 1,000 of your years. Allah will ascribe the equivalent of good deeds of the 7,000 years of the age of this world to the one who meets the need of any of his brothers in the faith on the path of Allah, as if he spends his days in fasting and his nights in worship. In one hadith narrated from our Prophet, peace be upon him, by many scholars, such as Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, the time passing up until our Prophet, peace be upon him, is out at 5,600 years. Ahmad ibn Hanbal, in his Kitab al-Ilal, says, 5,600 years have passed from this world. These dates, which our Prophet, peace be upon him, reveals as the world having a lifespan of 7,000 years, and 5,600 years having passed up until his time, need to be evaluated within a specific calendar. Just as the Hijra of our Prophet, peace be upon him, from Mecca to Medina is considered the beginning of the Islamic calendar, or the birth of the Prophet Jesus alayhi salam of the Christian calendar, and today eras are reckoned from these dates, it appears that this 7,000 year period described by our Prophet, peace be upon him, may have been given according to the date of an event which was accepted as a landmark during his time. The important thing here is that our Prophet, peace be upon him, makes a calculation based on the beginning of the calendar in question, and puts the lifespan of the world at 7,000, based on that calendar. Saying that 5,600 years have passed between the beginning of that calendar and himself, 7,000 minus 5,600 is equal to 1,400. The great Sunni scholar Sayyuti says this about the lifespan of the Islamic community. The life of my community will not exceed 1,500 years. Analysis of all this information handed down from our Prophet, peace be upon him, confirms that the lifespan of the earth will not extend past 1,500. And this confirms that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will appear this century. early 1400s are also indicated as the time of the coming of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam in all the statements made by Bediüzzaman Said Nursi at various times. In one extract, he says that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will appear 1400 years after the age of bliss. The companions of the Prophet supposed a fact that would occur in the future of the world 1400 years later to be close to their century. As Bediüzzaman stated, 1400 years later than the time of the companions is the beginning of the 1400s, that is, the years 1979 and 1980 of the Western calendar. In his sermon, preached before 10,000 people at the Umayyad Mosque in Damascus in 1327, according to the Hijri calendar, Bediüzzaman Said Nursi made statements regarding the future of the Islamic world after 1371 and drew attention to Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam struggle by providing various dates concerning the end times. He provided the following dates for when Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam would begin service and inflict an intellectual defeat on the unbelieving mentality. The facts revealed in the address of Damascus that glance at the destiny of the Islamic world after the Hijra 1371, maybe not now but 30 to 40 years later, in order to fully equip science and knowledge acquired through arts, science and the skills, the goodness of civilization and those three forces, and to overcome the nine obstacles, he sent inclination for investigating the truth, moderation, and love for human beings to the fronts of those nine foes. By Allah's will, he will demolish them half a century later. By drawing attention to the developments that will take place after 1371, in this sermon preached in Damascus, Bediüzzaman revealed that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam would begin work 30 to 40 years after 1371. This date corresponds to 1401 to 1411 Hijri style, or 1980 to 1990 according to the Western dating system. During the same sermon, he said that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam would make use of resources made available by science, knowledge and civilization to intellectually silence the atheistic intellectual system. He stated that this intellectual superiority would be achieved 50 years after the year 1371. This equates to 1421 according to the Hijri calendar. In other words, 2001. Another statement made by Bediüzzaman Said Nursi on the subject of the end times reads, in 1371, Al-Fajr As-Sadiq, the true dawn, began or will begin. Even if this is only Al-Fajr Al-Kazib, the initial redness in the horizon before the true dawn. In 30 to 40 years, Al-Fajr As-Sadiq, the true dawn, will appear. According to Bediüzzaman, the years of the true dawn are 1371 plus 30, which equals to 1401, or 1981. 1371 plus 40 equals 1411, or 1991. According to Bediüzzaman's accounts, the beginning of the collapse of atheism and materialist philosophy, which represents superstition opposed to the truth, will take place between 1981 and 1991, and these ideologies will be intellectually silenced in 2001. And Allah knows the truth. Another extract from Bediüzzaman Said Nursi regarding the appearance of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam reads, there are such intellectual trends at that time that even if that person who is truly awaited and will come in a century's time comes at that time. By referring to an individual who is genuinely awaited and will come in a century's time, Bediüzzaman Said Nursi is making it clear that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam has not yet appeared in his time. He also reveals that Muslims are waiting for Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, and that he will appear 1 century after his own time. He lived in the 1300s, meaning that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will appear in the following century, in the 1400s.